The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
That was close.
Yeah? What did you tell him?
We just chatted about old bikes.
Did you get any pictures?
I'm sending them to Detective Lowe as we speak.
PSS hash over.
Pressure check good on this side.
Welcome aboard the Boulder Bar Station.
Like I said, wish I could say happy to be here.
Did they give you any idea how long you would be attached to the station?
I think they're waiting to see if there's any trouble between Wi-Fi and Lister.
Richard? You in the office yet?
Yeah, I'm just pulling into the parking lot. What do you have?
As suspected, the plates were stolen from the carpet company in Westminster. We're both guessing that, like in St. Louis, they paid cash for an old used van.
Did they say when the bandages were coming off?
Maybe tomorrow afternoon. I really don't want you guys here then.
We probably won't be.
What?
Why?
I was able to get through to Holiday this morning. He said that they need all hands on deck.
Tony, are you looking at the app now?
Well, no. I'm talking to you. Why?
Based on the information you gave me on the tower location, this chap is headed right for it.
And now, episode 119, Tower Power.
We should be there in 10 minutes.
Do you remember the small access road leading from the tower?
Yes.
I'm sending you the coordinates of the bottom of that road. I want you to position the car there in case he tries to get away. Peter and I will go straight to the tower. We'll be there in a couple of minutes.
Okay. We'll await your instructions.
Wait a minute. I missed my second helping of breakfast to sit at the bottom of some hill to wait on someone who might come down?
Welcome to the world of law enforcement.
So, what would you do, Sam?
Go up there and blast away.
And take out our only suspect in the case.
Eliminating suspects eliminates all doubts. Shoot first, then ask questions later.
You would have a fit in here 100 years ago.
I must say, I'm somewhat surprised that he is returning to the tower already. It makes me think that he might know that his little bomb was removed.
I agree. Local police removed his bomb, and 2 days later he's back. So it was either set to go off that day, or he knows they removed it. What do you think, Sam?
It's obvious that the target was small. Given that, I think it was supposed to detonate that day. They obviously want to disrupt something. Something I think only Simon here knows.
Let me assure you once again. I don't know the purpose of the small relay, other than it belonged to the British government.
And your superiors won't advise you, even though it is critical to our case.
This assignment crosses two agencies. My superiors are probably just as frustrated as we are. If it turns out to be a threat to our national security, then I'm sure we'll be included in those who need to know.
All I need to know is that our bad guy is at the tower. We should just go up there and exterminate.
Exterminate? Really? Were you watching the BBC on the television last night? Just calm yourself and try and stay out of the way.
Yes? We're on our way.
I take it that he's not going to be there.
If he knows his stuff, he was probably suspicious after Simon was checking out his bike.
You think he found your bug, Simon?
Well, we'll know soon enough.
This road could use some work.
I think you may have missed a couple of potholes.
I see a white truck. Looks like a utility truck.
Oh, there's Mary. She's talking to someone.
Thank you. I'm afraid our suspect had you, Tony. Peter found this under the front fender of this utility truck.
My tracker. Well, so much for that.
This could become a serious problem. I'm sure you suspect that it was you who planted the tracker on his bike. So we really can't be seen with you, or he'll make us too.
I agree. Agent Simon, you might have to work more behind the scenes on this one. Perhaps you could work on finding out why that little relay is such a prime target.
I'll contact my superiors and see what they want to do.
This not only means he's on to you, Agent Simon, but now he knows that his cover has been compromised. He'll assume that all of law enforcement is after him.
I'm going to have to put out a regional bolo on him. I know we wanted to keep this in-house for the IDF, but we can't risk letting him slip away.
I agree. We can continue with our investigation of the other motorcycle shops.
And we'll monitor all cameras in the area. If he's working with a partner, he might use a different means of transportation.
Then we're back to square one. I say we head back to headquarters so I can call my people.
I agree. That's our best option right now.
Gentlemen, most unfortunate about the tracker.
I'm afraid I'm to blame for that. I don't know how he found it. I planted the device before he came out.
And he never would have found it had it not been for this.
This is one of the photos I took. Oh, wait a minute. Now I see what you're getting at. I didn't see that when I placed the tracker. I was too busy watching out for him.
What is it?
You're the motorcycle expert. What do you see right here?
Yes. He has a broken fender strut. Someone with a vintage bike like this wouldn't leave it unrepaired.
My thoughts exactly. I have some people tracking down our repair places to see if anyone received an order yesterday.
Which means if they did, repairs would have been made right away.
And they would have had to pull the fender to replace it, discovering the tracker.
Are you sure the guy in the truck has nothing to do with this?
Yes. I checked with the telecommunications company, and he is a long-time employee. I think our suspect was having a little laugh on us. He must have known this truck checks the towers.
Yeah, I'm sure he discovered that after doing his initial surveillance on the site. So, can we eat now? Preferably at a place with lots of bacon?
Since I pulled you away from your breakfast, go and finish eating, and we'll regroup at headquarters.
Now that's what I call a plan.
Morning. Heard anything from Mac or Hernandez?
No, but I expect him any time. We have a morning call in about 10. Did Todd give you anything more?
Not really. He's most concerned about getting to these guys before we do. And when I say we, I'm talking about Mac and Hernandez.
Yeah, if they get to him, we'll have a jurisdiction fight on our hands, and the feds will win.
Which ones? The U.S. feds or the IDF?
Things would be less complicated if the IDF got there first. We have agents among the U.S. feds, but there's no guarantee they'll get control of them. We've got some of our IDF people up in Lancaster and Westminster looking for leads.
Yeah, Agent Todd and I talked about that. Seems logical the van came from Lancaster area, and then they picked up the plates in Westminster. Possibly because the accomplice was there.
Right now, we'll continue with our assumption that there are only two of them.
That's all we can really confirm anyway.
Have you heard anything new on Kate and her crew?
Crew? That's a good way to put it. From what I heard from Pierman, he's directing Horace, Barnes, and Kelly back to this side. Kate's surgery is done, and now it's just a matter of recovery and physical therapy.
Did he have any thoughts about what to do with them?
I believe all three will be available to help with this case. Of course, since none of them are law enforcement anymore, they'll be used for research and surveillance.
So they'll probably defer Kelly's familiarization training at Quantico.
I imagine so.
Well, I need to get ready for my morning call.
I'll be right there. I'm going to call Pierman and iron out a few things.
Sounds good.
Pierman here.
Good morning. I've got some news.
Yes, I was expecting to hear from you this morning. What do you have?
My camera traps caught pictures of our suspects. Unfortunately, they didn't stick around.
Was Agent Todd able to make any kind of ID?
Only that the van is skinned with a fake carpet cleaning business, and it was stolen plates. We believe the van was obtained in Lancaster area and stolen plates came from business in Westminster.
Yes, I understand we have agents in both areas. Captain Richards was given full control over this investigation, but I do expect you to keep me in the loop.
Will do, sir. We were wondering what the status on Horace, Kelly, and Jim was. I told Captain Richards that we'll be able to use them based on our last conversation.
That's still the plan. Kate is going to have a period of rehab and recovery. We'll help Jim get his PI business set up with Kelly, and Horace is available right away. I'll have them back here by this afternoon.
I know, we were all dreading what would happen if Kelly found out the truth. But now that she has, things are a little easier. Especially for Horace.
Yes, no more cover-ups and lies to keep her at bay. We probably should have brought her into the fold a long time ago.
Well, she's here now, and I hope she's just as tenacious as an agent as she was a snoop.
We'll know soon enough.
Let me know when they return. Will they be safe coming to Martin State?
Since our two suspects have tracked the fake STIP signal to Essex Park, I think we'll be okay. Their transportation is still in Annapolis, so I'll transfer them to the War Memorial STIP.
That's the one that looks like a big star extruded from the base.
Yes, it's right off the Severn River, not too far from the law office where Kelly works. Jim's office will be right across the bridge in West Annapolis, southwest of the Naval Academy.
I'll be glad when we can get all this set up.
First things first, let's contain Von Longer. And we'll put him with his grandfather.
At least you could tell Robert that the emulator worked.
I never had a doubt.
Welcome to the bridge.
Thank you for inviting me. I see you use the same polarizing front view screen as the Mercury.
Yes, when you're rotating at 45 RPMs for gravity, you can get pretty dizzy looking out a port window with everything spinning. The system is standard on cargo vessels. We do a lot of long-range travel and docking.
How close are we getting?
About half a day out.
Now is that half a day Titan time?
Oh, I'm sorry. We use IDF standard time measuring. It's based on Boldabar's rotation, so that's based on 24 segmented units in a day, as opposed to 26 for Titan IV.
I prefer the IDF standard. It makes me over 2 years younger.
Well, you wouldn't want to be from Galeza. That little planet spins so fast that you'd be about 10 years older.
True, but at least I'd weigh just 5/6 of my weight.
Are you finding everything okay?
Yes, thank you. So I was wondering, how was your relationship with the IDF?
Why do you ask?
I just know that Rick walked a thin line with them. I suppose some of his cargo wasn't exactly sanctioned by them.
Rick took too many risks. I believe his ship was hijacked by Rage twice.
That's what he told me. It was awful. I can't imagine having to deal with that.
I'm not too concerned about the Ulysses. If Rage tries to board, we have defenses in place. I have 5 crew members dedicated to cargo loading, unloading, and security.
So they're armed.
Why are you so interested in our security?
I've heard that there are still Rage factions on the far continent on Titan IV. I guess I worry too much.
We can scan for any vessel in the area, even those with magnetic cloaking. We'll just steer clear of any unknown ships. Don't worry. I'll get you and your people to Titan IV safe and sound.
What's your turnaround time on Titan IV?
Again with the questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a very nice refreshment shop at the landing base. I was going to ask if you'd like a meal on me. A way of saying thanks for the short notice I gave.
That's kind of you, Lenora. But we will be trying to make a quick turnaround for a haul back to Boldabar.
Oh, I see. Well, if you get a delay, you have my number. You can invite your pilot to come along. She's doing a great job.
That's a very considerate offer. We'll keep that in mind.
I better get back to my associates. Thanks for the invite to the bridge.
No problem. Let me know if you need anything.
Thanks. I will.
Did you learn?
We should be there in half an IDF standard day. I tried to get her to talk about a relationship with the IDF, but I didn't get much info. I do know that they have an advanced detection system that can see through standard magnetic cloaking.
So if Zokar tried to take the ship, she'd see him far enough in advance to avoid him.
She also said something about a defense system in place should anyone try to board. Plus, they have 5 crew members heavily armed. It appears that they're planning a quick turnaround to Boldabar.
It doesn't look too good for commandeering this ship. We may have to resort to a different plan.
Do you know if any of the fugitive Rage members have any ships?
No. These soldiers went undercover after the war assumed different identities. There have been war crime hunters after them, so I imagine they're all keeping a low profile.
What should we do, Master?
Exercise patience, Lenora. When the time is right, we shall strike.
Mm-hmm.
I found this diagnostics of your vessel to be quite stimulating, Officer Tika.
So, you enjoyed putting our ship through the ringer.
Stand by. Yes, the ringer. Another idiom meaning a thorough, exhaustive inspection. I indeed found the exercise to be quite fascinating.
I'm glad everything checked out. We put a lot of monetary units into these upgrades.
I conclude that Captain Nate made very wise purchases from his sudden increase in monetary units. I also conclude that the IDF is using the newfound wealth as leverage to make use of your ship.
Yes, it seems the IDF considers the diamonds and other precious jewels given to the captain by the natives of Galaza federal property.
And they will allow him to keep everything if he does work for us.
Your logic and reasoning circuits are in perfect order, George.
That's what I've been trying to tell the commander, but he is insisting on running diagnostics on me. Quickly, go on the clam. He is approaching.
I believe the expression is clam up.
And the other expression is going on the lam.
I'm sorry, Commander. What is your point of reference?
I can hear better than you think, George. Maybe it's another reason to run some diagnostics.
If you will excuse me, I have scheduled a short self-diagnostic run. I will not be available unless you initiate a manual override.
So, everything check out okay?
Yes. Robo 4 was just telling me how much he enjoyed running system checks on the Mercury.
He actually said he enjoyed it?
In a robot sort of way. Commander, do you have any idea how long we'll be attached to the station? We really need a good shakedown cruise to test these systems.
I understand you have the new hyper-ion drive system installed.
And I'm anxious to see what it can do in open space.
The IDF has a couple of scout fighters near the Titan portal. We're waiting to see if Wi-Fi is going to pursue Lister. If he does, you may be transporting another Marine squad to trail him.
I don't know why they would want to intervene. As much as those two hate each other, they should just let them fight it out, and then the IDF could just pick up the pieces.
That might just be their plan. Nate, how was the movie?
We watched the one about the tree and a small mammal fighting in a space prison. Totally unrealistic or believable, but most entertaining. So, how'd the diagnostics go?
Green across the board.
What's up with Tin Man here?
He's in a pre-programmed shutdown mode. Now, I think he's running deep scans and diagnostics on his circuits.
I was just telling the commander that we need to have a good shakedown cruise. We still haven't tested the hyper-ion drive.
We really need to do that, Commander. I'd hate to be after someone, or worse, running from someone, and open up the throttle and just sit there in space sputtering.
I understand, Nate, but my hands are tied on this one. We have to wait for the controller to give us your orders.
In the meantime, I'm losing valuable cargo runs. I might lose some of my steady customers if I'm tied to this big tin can for too long.
I believe you're picking up enough on Galaza to sustain you for a lifetime.
Hey, you can never be too rich.
Mundu.
Yes, my lord.
Do we have any updates from our Titan III sources?
As we speak, sire. The latest message is being decrypted.
Very well. What is our ETA to the portal?
1/3 standard day.
Excellent. Launch the scouts to ensure the portal is clear of any IDF scum.
Aye, my lord. Attention. Lead elements. Launch for recon. Launch for recon. Establish comm. On scramble frequency 1. Once course is established, that is all.
The time is drawing closer for my total control of Rage. Once I have dispatched Lister, there will be no question of who has authority.
My lord, the message has been decrypted and reads as follows. Lister has escaped Titan III authorities during his transfer to court. It is believed that he was assisted by a female from Titan IV and one other male. He was identified by a paid informant as he boarded the cargo vessel, registered as Ulysses.
Escaped on the Ulysses? I am not familiar with this vessel. Computer, give me information on the Ulysses cargo vessel.
The Ulysses is a Type 3 cargo vessel in the Spencer class. Its main function is for heavy cargo transport in medium space. It has no standard armament and maintains a crew of 8 as a minimum. Its defense shield is class 1, since that's its only means of defense.
Can you lock onto its transponder?
Negative. It's out of range, indicating that it's still on the far side of the portal. I should be able to track the vessel once we breach the Titan portal.
Thank you, computer. That is all. Muster the troops for weapons and ammo check. I want to be ready when we breach the portal.
Aye, sir. All personnel, muster to battle stations. Muster to battle stations. This is not a drill. This is a live loadout. Full inspection in 10 micro units. Muster to battle stations.
Once engineering has confirmed shield and torpedo status, all ahead full to the portal. I have a feeling that this Ulysses is close by. Perhaps we can end Lister's hold now. Computer.
Standing by.
Are there any vessels in the area of our course?
Negative. All lanes are clear.
Continue your scan for traffic and link with our scout fighters to monitor both sides of the portal.
Affirmative.
This time I will show no mercy to our former leader.
Stand by for egress clearance.
Standing by.
So, Jim, were you serious about staying the weekend?
I think it's the best course of action. Call my landlady. She collects my mail.
You actually get mail?
Yeah, I figured I'll return to at least 24 requests for charity, a couple of credit card offers, a free trip to Florida, if I attend a real estate pitch, and oh yeah, an insurance offer I can't refuse.
Sounds like we could have the same address.
Exterior scan is complete. You are cleared for egress. Portal opening. Good luck. I'll call you as soon as I have clarification from Captain Tracy as to what you'll be doing.
Roger that. All right, let's go.
Hey, anybody want to do lunch?
Are you always so fixated on food?
Yep, especially when you spent so much time away from Earth eating who knows what. There's a nice place up here on the left. Kate and I used to meet here for lunch.
Well, I guess we can do a lunch before heading across the bridge.
I'm game.
I never knew why we would meet there, except for me, to eat real food. I think if Kate had her way, we'd meet at the produce section of a grocery store. Man, that lady is the salad queen.
It didn't used to be that way. Up until a few years ago when she got into running, she could do some damage at the table.
I think all three of us could. Of course, we may not be getting the same Kate back.
I've told you before, she'll look different, but it will still be Kate.
I agree, but in the hospital, she was stubborn, pushy, and only wanted gelatin and juice. Your dad's right, Kelly. We have to treat her the same way we did before her injury.
I hear what both of you are saying, but sometimes a traumatic incident will change a person. I'm just worried about how much she'll change. And what about the possibility of PTSD?
Now, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Kelly. If that's the case, we'll deal with it when we get there. Right now, the best thing we can do is concentrate on the case at hand.
Now let me get this straight. We're chasing the grandson of a former Nazi rocket scientist who was transported to a black hole?
To event horizon, where the gravity is so strong it slows time.
Okay, to an event horizon, where he ages much slower than his contemporaries. You and Kate track him down as the thief of the stip.
Yeah, stolen from your father here. He then set about to destroy the stip, but we apprehended him before he could carry out his plan.
And this was before you knew about the IDF?
Yeah, when we got him back to the station for interrogation, Homeland Security swept in and took him away.
And these agents were actually from the IDF?
Correct. I got shot before I could follow up.
Well, you woke up in the Mayo Clinic on alternate Earth.
And found out about the IDF.
Now it appears that his grandson, Stefan, has returned to finish his grandfather's mission.
Sounds like a story Rod Serling would introduce.
Well, get used to it. This whole IDF thing, and dual Earths along with Rage and portal travel, keeps the job pretty interesting.
Oh, one thing I haven't warned you about yet is that many people aren't who you think they are.
Oh, really, Dad? Like when you said you were just a Baltimore cop, and it turns out you were a pilot in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and an agent for an intergalactic defense force. You mean that kind of deception?
Okay, that was well deserved. Yes, Kelly, that kind of deception.
Like I've said before, do you people have some kind of secret handshake to tell who's who?
No, it's all on a need-to-know basis.
Well, that's why we have regional controllers like Pyramid. They tell us who's who.
I think a secret handshake would be easier.
Hey, the restaurant's right up here. I'm really looking forward to setting up shop here in Annapolis.
For the quaint bayside ambiance or the restaurants?
Both.
It's Nelson.
They want us already?
Yeah, this is Horace.
Horace, we might have a problem.
What's up?
Mac and Hernandez just called in. They found Stefan's van.
Will local police find the van? What will the task force do? What plot is Lister laying for the Ulysses, and what will become of the bombing suspect in Johannesburg? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Switch.